This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, be involved, be engaged, do something. Really, I mean, seriously, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, but you can also, come on, you know the drill, you can also give me your email address. If you give me your email address, we send out one email a week. We kind of let you know the stories and, you know, who's coming on with us and that kind of stuff. As you know, if you're a regular listener, you better be. If you're a regular listener, you know that Xander Gibb joins us every week. Kind of helps us kick off the weekend, get things rolling, you know what I'm saying? And I got to tell you something. He is currently living, what do you want to say? He's living across the pond, as we like to say. And, you know, he's got a different perspective. He's hearing different things about what's going on. He doesn't, you know, they're not getting the straight scoop like we are. Or I shouldn't say that. That's wrong. We're not getting the straight scoop by any stretch of the imagination. But we're getting the raw scoop, right? We can get information from shows like this and other shows. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Yeah, check it out. If you want a text message before the show starts, you simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Now, look, if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, from pretty much day one, I have been unloading on Paul Ryan. Because I have never once believe that Paul Ryan had the best interest of the Republican Party, or the American people for that matter. I think he has the best interest of Paul Ryan. And I, for years, have been calling him a progressive. He is the first. He was the first, if you would, path that progressivism that we've ever seen in the party. All right? And his pal, Romney, he didn't have much of a spine for the fight either. Now, Trump's unloaded. They got this Twitter storm that going back and forth for a couple of days. As well he should have, because, listen, Ryan criticized him in a new book called The American Carnage. Now, let that sink in for a second. I wish his PR people would get a hold of me and let him come on the show. I wouldn't let him off that easy as some of the others. So Ryan told Politico's Tim Alberta that Trump didn't know anything about government and that he and others helped to stop him from making bad decisions. Trump didn't know anything about government. That's the whole idea. We didn't want him there. Nobody, first of all, nobody knows anything about government when they first get a new seat. I didn't know, really, when I first got on the school board, how it operated and how little power you actually have. But Ryan, again, you know, has to make fun of Trump for not knowing. Well, Paul, you knew. You knew government, and you still got nothing done. You still headed up a do-nothing Congress who supposedly, you know, you guys were so smart, so strong, that, you know, you voted 62 times to replace the Affordable Care Act, and you know so much about government, you know so much about what's going on, that you didn't have a replacement health care plan. Shame on you. Or should I say, what a liar you are. Where is that better plan? You know, if you were a true leader, you would have hammered it out first. You know, instead of you having that government mindset of thinking it doesn't work this way, that's why we voted a new guy in. We want people that are going to think differently than government because you've done nothing but screw us for almost 200 years. He's got me furious because we saw this coming. We know what this guy was all about. And then the other weakless, spineless Republicans that were in Congress with him, who didn't stick up to him, is what, think about this. He had 2 years, basically, of total control. He should have at least put these things on the table and had the Democrats show their real colors. 62 times, and he knew it wasn't going to work. Okay. Now, he goes on to say, because I'm telling you, he didn't know anything about government. I wanted to scold him all the time, Ryan reportedly said in the book. Those of us around here really helped to stop him from making some really bad decisions. We helped him make better decisions, which were contrary to kind of what his knee-jerk reaction was. Now I think he's making some of these knee-jerk reactions and nobody's there to stop him. Wow. President didn't hold back and blasted Paul Ryan as a failed VP candidate. With an atrocious record of achievement. You know, remember, Paul Ryan presided over one of the largest budgets that was ever passed with no opposition. Paul didn't push back on President Obama at all. I wonder what he was promised. Yeah, you heard me. I wonder what he was promised. The failed VP candidate and former Speaker of the House, whose record of achievement was atrocious, except during the first 2 years of President Trump, ultimately became a long-running lame duck failure, leaving his party in the lurch both as a fundraiser and a leader. Trump nailed him. None of this political... This is what got us here. Stop the political correctness. You heard Horowitz yesterday when he was on the show. He said, bottom line is that we have to institute guerrilla warfare, even against our own. Vote them out. Make them of no effect. Pull a Nancy Pelosi. Nancy's doing it. Listen... The four women that are making her crazy, she's now got them so busy, so buried, and that they have virtually no power because they can't get out there. And it's going to get worse for them if she's as smart as I think she is. Right? Trump said when Mitt Romney chose Paul Ryan as his 2012 running mate, he told people, that's the end of this presidential run. I agree with him. But actually, I wasn't a Mitt Romney fan either. Anyway. I'll calm down. Maybe Xander Gibb can help me calm down after the break. Joe Messina, your host. Xander joins us in just a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style but no one else could.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, I love this guy. You know, I'm bringing him on in a second. But look, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. You know, just seriously, get involved, get engaged, run around on there, check out the stories, and so much more. All right, here's the guy you've been waiting for. I know you have, because you always say, is Xander going to be on today? Right, what about Joe? Joe's going to be on, too. Anyway, Xander Gibbs joins me, as he does every week. And not that you care that I'm here. I might just let him take over the show and go do my own thing. And I always appreciate when he's on with me from across the pond, which I love that saying. I think it's so funny. Across the pond. And live from England, You are in England, right? You're not like in France or Italy having a pizza or anything like that, are you?
Unfortunately, not.
You know, that's...
Hello, governor.
And we're back on the food again. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. It's like the spirit of food gets
you're,
in me when we start talking.
You're just obsessed, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? But listen, I'm jealous because, I mean, really, for all intents and purposes, I don't know how long it takes, you could conceivably hop on a train and go get an Italian pizza made from an Italian in Italy, couldn't you?
I could, but I can't right now because I'm on a diet and it's going really well. I'm eating really healthily, but thank you for putting images of, you know, freshly baked Italian pizza in my brain.
We have all these technological breakthroughs. When are they going to make it so that you can, like, put something on your head and transmit the smell and the flavor of food?
No,
or something
not
like
enough.
That? Wouldn't that be cool?
No. No, you actually need it in your tummy, you know. It's not enough. You know, they used to make bubble gum.
Oh, yeah,
like
I remember
roast
that.
Beef
yeah.
flavor and things like this. And potato chips that were like the flavor of fish. And it doesn't work. You know, it has to be the real thing.
I know, but I can only hope, right? I mean, seriously.
Anyway, exactly.
All right, let's get back to reality and not phony food flavor. Anyhow, it is kind of funny, though. Whenever you and I talk, it's kind of like we got to talk about the food first. But it's true. I mean, I just love all kinds of food. You can see it if you look at my picture. But anyway, we'll move on. You know, one of the things I never allowed on the show in the early days was people would say that liberalism was a sickness. And I'd say, no, come on, stop that. It's just people have different ways to approach things. People have different ways about talking about things. And as the years have gone on, and now I'm not talking about, you and I are not, you've taught me this, it's not a broad brush. I'm not saying all liberals are like this, because
right.
I have moderate liberals that are very smart, intelligent people and just approach things differently. But the majority of them nowadays, I would allow you to use the word sickness. Because when you think about the things they stand for and the things they're willing to push... And I thought it was just here in America. I thought it was mostly here in the U.S. But you read me something during the break. I'd like you to read again, and let's discuss it.
Right. Well, this guy made this quote. I'm going to name him because I kind of respect the guy. His name is Austin Mitchell, and he's a former member of Parliament. And he was a Labour member of Parliament, which is kind of the same as a Democrat senator, if you like. But what he wrote, what he said, this quote was so applicable to liberals, even in America, it really kind of hit home for me being an ex-liberal. And I can put my hand up and say that now. So he said, the Labour Party, let's just say, liberals, are so busy trying to shed their working class supporters and become a metropolitan team of amateur liberal Democrats that it's no longer recognizable. I joined the party dedicated to the betterment of people. Today it's become a mob of cosmopolitan meritocrats who love the European Union more than those at the bottom of society's top heavy heap. Nothing demonstrates this better than its clamor for a second referendum. Labour / the Liberals seem intent on prioritizing the champagne-drinking population of Chi-Chi Islington, let's call that New York, above those it should be helping. And that just spoke volumes to me about liberals in general today.
Yeah, well, like, you know, and you hear that. Here's a liberal who, you know, what I would call a JFK liberal. Just leave it at that, right? So you got a JFK liberal... And who I think are so much in the minority today in the Democrat Party, they almost don't exist anymore.
No.
As a matter of fact, I think in today's Democrat Party, JFK would have never got, you know, even the time of day from those people. But, you know, here you've got truly people who care for their country that are Democrats, and they joined for a certain reason, and that has been pulled out from under them. That has been slowly eroded, but now we've jumped exponentially further into socialism / communism. And for you people in the UK, the sad thing about all this is they don't know their history. They don't know or remember truly what went on in Europe and what brought communism, socialism about. Here we haven't had that. But we can see it, well, some of us can see it coming if we don't wake up. You agree?
Absolutely. And I think that the concern is that, you know, I'm not looking to beat up on us conservatives, but having been outside of the fence, I know sometimes we don't give enough leeway to people that want to hop over the fence. I'm not talking about illegals. I'm talking about Democrats that want to leave the plantation and become conservatives slash Republicans. You know, I know for me that I was indoctrinated to think that you know, Republicans hated me, not because we disagree politically, but, you know, because I'm gay and they would never, you know, want to break bread with me or talk about anything aside of the party lines. And then, of course, you know, as is historically written, I met Dr. Gina Loudon, who just kind of showed me that was not true at all. But I think we should all be looking to offer that hand. And a lot of people would disagree with that, but how are we gonna educate people and show them a different way if we're not prepared to just kind of say, but that's not right, buddy. Let's talk about this more.
Well,
you know, even just that.
I would tell my Christian friends, how do you reach anybody? How do you let your light shine if you shy away from anybody? And matter of fact, if you think somebody's living a sinful lifestyle, why don't you look at yours first? Okay, get yours in order first, and then you got to put all that stuff aside. We're supposed to love one another, human beings.
Right.
God calls us to love one another, and the only way
even Democrats. I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
I know you are, but I just had breakfast. Anyway, I know you're not joking. We got to go for a quick break. Let me recoup from that comment. I'll come back and apologize afterward. Barzander give choices. You know, and again, Xander, the reason we're pre-recording these shows in the morning is because it's, what is it there, 3 o'clock? It's right now, it's 2 o'clock. Who wants to wake him up? I'll give you his number. Join us in your house. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for a replacement to the North American Free Trade Agreement, a new trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
The USMCA is also a tremendous victory
for, in particular, farmers, because we have had such support, to help dairy farmers right here in Wisconsin. The USMCA stops unfair trade barriers from Canada.
Trump in 2016 became the first Republican to win Wisconsin since Ronald Reagan in 1984. Barry is expected to touch down into Louisiana Saturday as residents prepare for the impact. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy has a message for the residents of New Orleans and the surrounding area.
Don't be stuck on stupid. Get out if you feel at all at risk.
10 to 20 inches or more expected through Sunday in parts of Louisiana and maybe Mississippi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I told you he'd still be here when we came back. Xander Gibb is still with us, and I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side, and we're talking about liberalism. Look, let's be clear here. I'm not talking about all liberals, all right? I mean, just like on the right, just like on the conservative side, we have our wackoids, too, and I'll use that term. It is a scientific term here at TRS. So, I mean, we've got them on both sides. I'm talking about that liberal. When we're talking about the sickness in liberalism, we're talking about that liberal that really has no boundaries, that thinks that everything, that every thought that comes between their ears is a sacred and wonderful thought that should be acted upon. That's what's sick. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins me, a not-sick person. Actually, since he left the other side, he's not been sick. He's been very well. Thank you. How you doing, Xander?
I am doing good, thank you.
Yeah, much better now that you've gotten out.
For sure.
Yeah. We and that's what I was trying to say. You know, in the last part of the break, I said it's kind of like contagious, and or it is a commonality here in the U.S., there in the U.K. You know, when you look at what actually has taken place, and then you were saying it before we went, and we were talking about it during the break, which is. The reason a lot more diverse people don't jump into the Republican Party or don't jump into a different party is because they've been taught that the only party that cares for them is the Democrats. The only party that really gives a crud as to whether they matter or not, in your case, right, is the Labour Party there in England?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you look at it that way, you'd be even afraid to test the water. You'd be afraid to even jump over and move into something else, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that it depends how indoctrinated you've allowed yourself to become. You know, I mean, my brother-in-law is like a lifelong Republican, and we would fight so much about politics. And obviously he was overjoyed when I kind of jumped the fence and started to, you know, change my political affiliations. But I think that it's also about education because... Yes. Because on the left, it seems that the Democrats are willing to just accept everything that's told to them. You know, I was doing a radio show and I would not take my evidence just from one source. You know, I would look at different news sites. and find what I thought was the closest to the truth, because as we know, it's only as independent commentators that are really basing things on the fact. But I think that ultimately the Democrats are very good at brainwashing. You know, like, for instance, as a gay man, I was told that Republicans hated me for being gay, and they would never accept me as an equal, which I kind of laugh about now. You know, when you think about how far I've come in my political evolution and my personal evolution too. But I think that we have to break those lies that Democrats tell us, because, you know, as an openly gay man, Democrats don't care about me now because I'm a conservative, which breaks down their lie again.
But Xander, to your point, you know, when I'm looking at stuff going on, and I know Facebook isn't the final indicator, so don't get me wrong, but when I look at others that have, you know, walked away, or, you know, we talk about, you know, Corey Duncan's on a regular basis, and you know, here's a black man that's from Queens, New York. By all indications, he should be a liberal, a Democrat liberal. And the emails I get on how sick he must be and how we've brainwashed him as Republicans / conservatives, it's just so funny. You know, here's a successful black man, okay, coming out of Queens, and somehow our principles, and he lives off of the principles of conservatism. Somehow that's bad, and they've got people believing that.
I mean, I think it's very disrespectful. I know people have contacted you before and said, oh, you only have Xander Gibb on the show because he's your token homosexual, which I think is highly offensive. You know, as a successful international political commentator, that bothers me on many levels because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the reason that you have me on, apart from the fact that your wife loves me, is that I'm good at what I do.
I agree with you. But the sad part is, it's psychological warfare. We don't use it. We haven't used it. And not that, let's get clear here. Not that I think Republicans are angels, because I don't. But I think until they start fighting guerrilla warfare, just like the Dems do, just like the liberals do, we will continue to lose.
Right.
One of the things that we were talking about, again, during the break, which is when I should keep the mic on, I don't know. But interesting, too, how the Dems are allowed to evolve. The Republicans are stuck in the sins of 50 years ago. So when you look at it, you know, you had Obama. First they threw Biden out there to see if he'd get chewed up. But, you know, Biden has come to the conclusion, or had come to the conclusion, that gay marriage was okay. And when they saw the reception that he got, all of a sudden Barack Obama had this lightning bolt in the middle of the night that he had evolved. And then there was Hillary Clinton, who, you know, was booed at several events for saying that she felt like marriage was between a man and a woman. And all of a sudden, 8 months before she announces she's running for office, she has evolved as well. So you look, and they were all forgiven. Their sins of the past were forgiven. And yet, from 32 years ago, however long it was, Donald Trump says something, and he is the devil's spawn.
Yeah, I that's kind of concerning to me, because I think that many people are willing to forgive the sins of the left, but not the sins of the right. And the thing that's concerning to me is, you know, all of these people that you've mentioned have really kind of sold their soul to the devil, you know, and the ideology that anyone who disagrees with gay marriage is homophobic is fundamentally flawed. Because, you know, I'm gay and I'm a Christian, but I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I feel that anybody, any couple that chooses to live their life together deserves the same rights. However, I don't think that marriage is part of that. That's why we have civil partnerships. And I believe that Barack Obama politicized gay marriage by not strengthening the civil partnership laws, because if he'd made that as tight as the marriage laws, then what would they have had to complain about? You know, 25 years ago, I was fighting for equality, and that's what I thought it was. If it was just about the rights, then that should have been enough. You know, call it whatever you will, call it civil partnerships. if it's about the rights, but clearly it wasn't. It was about politicizing sexuality.
Yeah, you know what? As you're talking, I'm thinking, and when you think about Barack's prior life, if you would, you know, before becoming president, all these social issues he was for, and he actually toned down his rhetoric when he ran for president. And nobody
right.
would take any, you know, it's kind of like they say, well, you're, all right, Joe, now you're being conspiratorial. No, I'm actually being a realist. Just take the time. And we do it to our own. I mean, I look on the Republican side, I look at people running. I've never been a fan of Paul Ryan's. When he was running for vice president, I didn't like him. I didn't like Romney. It was what we had, but I didn't like either one of them, frankly. I thought they were progressives.
No.
I did not think they held the conservative line at all. And now you're seeing it with you know, Ryan's coming out with a book. He's calling the president an idiot and he didn't know what he was doing when he got in there. Well, I would like to have Ryan on my show and say to him, you had 4, 5, 6 freaking years to fix, and you didn't have the spine to bring forward to fix the border, to allot the money for the border fence. You did absolutely nothing Republican-esque, and the only thing you can say is the president, and this is perfect, the president didn't know what he was doing, so you had to coach him, a group of you had to coach him and pull him along so that you get some things done. Apparently, you try to pull him in the left direction. So I'm glad that Paul's gone, and you can't even respond because we're out of time. You can respond afterward, though. Joe Messina, your host.
Oh,
that's the problem with us Italian commentators. We just never know when to shut up. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. The real side. Don't go far. Don't go far at all. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and we are going to go for a break in a second. But again, when you think about what's going on across the world, and how we're perceived in England, how we're perceived in other places of the world. You know, you hear, what's Uncle Joe? Crazy Uncle Joe. He's talking about, I want you to think about this. He's talking about repairing our relationships across the world. Now, if you don't think our relationships aren't doing better across the world, go back and look at the days of Obama. You know, it's funny, they talk about President Trump only bowing to dictators and or only having relationships with dictators. Apparently they forgot about the Castro brothers. They forgot about Iran. I mean, we can go on and on and on. Obama was loving up on the dictators. Joe Messina, your host, will be back more with Xander Gibb after the break.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let's just get right back to it. I know how much you love them. All right. You know what? I could talk to you about a whole bunch of stuff. Go to the website. You know what to do when you get there. And spend money. I love when you spend money with me. Let me bring him back on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. Always love kicking off the weekend with him around. And, you know, he is across the pond these days. He will be back at some point. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You hanging out with the queen these days or what? How does that work?
Which queen?
God. Really?
She's a friend of yours, apparently, she told me. Do you remember when I got her to come on the show?
Yes,
She's not very fond of Italian-Americans.
She was very excited on the front end of that conversation, but not so much on the back end. But between you and Corey, you're going to get me killed. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, no knighthood for you, dude. No knighthood.
So, you know, we were talking about the evolution of the Republican Party, you know, I shouldn't say de-evolution, but you can't evolve as a Republican, apparently. So, but Paul Ryan, from day one, I'll let you, But from day one, Paul Ryan has been a progressive Republican. He has been a do-nothing. You know, think about when he accepted that position. He said, the only way I'll accept this if you promise, you know, not to try to, you know, pull me out or you know, come against me. You got to do, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a weenie. He's not willing to fight for it. He wants a guarantee they're not going to come after him. What did you think of Ryan?
I never liked him. I thought he was a rat. I don't think he was pro-American enough. I mean, not kind of to the extent of Barack Obama, but I think considering he was a Republican, he had no backbone, a very spineless individual. And I hope people don't buy his book because I think that it sounds to me like it's going to be just a whole load of sensationalism.
Yeah, I look.
That's what I think.
Well, you and I are on the same page with him. I think that part of the problem with Trump and the reason the hate keeps growing is they love the perception that they were putting out there. Now, some of us knew better, but they love the perception they were putting out there is that there was a difference between the two parties. You know, they make these stinks and they scream and they yell about stuff, but when it came down to voting, they pretty much all voted the same way. And now, I mean, think about something. You had Supreme Court, not just Supreme Court, you had judges across the board that always were nominated or confirmed as like, you know, 85 to 15 kind of confirmation votes. And now you consistently have, you know, 60-40 votes, if you would. And the same thing with a whole bunch of other stuff that's going on. So Trump has brought the game to the table and said, okay, no more of this. Matter of fact, there aren't any parties. You guys are all in the same place anyhow. You're taking money from the same people. You're spewing the same garbage. No more of that. And he has forced them to have to vote their conscience, well, some of them anyway, to vote their conscience. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. And I'll go further than that. I actually think that when we vote, we should actually be able to go and get a printout of how our senators have voted. What they voted for, what they voted against, who they've taken money from, all of these things. I would like a more transparent system altogether because we need to know who we're putting into office. And I think far too often we don't.
Yeah. So, but we don't, you know what, you know what's happened is exactly what George Washington, some of the founding fathers said. We have become so party oriented that we're no longer Americans. We are now Republicans or Democrats, and whatever the party says is what we believe. And again, in talking to, and I know we've already hit on this once before, but it needs to be hit a little harder, is that in talking to some of my sane Democrat friends, and I don't say that to be rude, but it's in sincerity, these people, that I believe they think a lot of things through. They try to find facts, but when it comes to politics, they have bought into what the party says. And it's just very interesting in trying to get them out of that boat. Even my, look at you do it too. Even my Republican friend is like, no, don't say that. That is a talking point in the Republican Party, and it's not true. Look it up. Don't be them. Don't be the ones you keep fighting. I find that to be really irritating. Well, you can tell. For me, it's very irritating, right?
Absolutely. I want to just go back to something you said. I think, shouldn't we all, whether we're Republicans or whatever we are, shouldn't we always be looking to evolve? Shouldn't we always be looking to grow and change? Because if that weren't the case, I wouldn't be talking to you now. You know, if Dr. Gina Loudon hadn't taken the time to mentor me, we would not be having this conversation now. I think it kind of feeds into how we should all be trying to aspire to be, you know, as Republicans, growing and changing, because America is changing. You know, it's fun. You know, fundamentally, you know, we want kind of traditionalism and all of these things, but it is changing. But we need to be aware of how it's changing, because I don't think everybody looks at that. You know, our responses need to be based upon today, not 150 years ago.
I agree. You know, it's really funny. It's, being involved in the party here in California for so long, the Democrats have, they have a couple of different groups, but they really do have a big tent approach, if you would. Everybody kind of falls under one big tent as a Democrat. The Republicans they have sections of the pie. They do have silos. They have, you know, they have the what is it, log cabin Republicans, it's all men, so it's a gay group, and then they have the women's group, and then they have the young Republicans group, and then they have the Hispanic group, and they have these different groups in there. And their reasoning for that is that every one of these groups has needs or concerns that are specific to that group, and by doing that, they can focus on and fight those issues, which I kind of agree with. I think that's why we have different clubs and different things that people belong to, like you have different churches or what have you. Where the Dems kind of throw it all into one big melting pot, and I think that as you saw happen this week with AOC, I don't know about you, but I'm finding this very, very exciting. That you have AOC and Nancy Pelosi fighting, and AOC, and talk about it coming back around to bite you. I mean, now the Democrats who kept calling us racist for so long because we didn't agree with somebody, guess what? Now AOC is calling Pelosi and others racist towards young Hispanic girls because they don't agree with them and keep calling them out. It's so delicious to sit back and watch this happen.
But it's wonderful because I predicted this a long time ago, that they would just eat themselves.
Yes.
You know, they would consume themselves from within. And surely we will get to a point in history with the Democrats where, you know, I've been waiting for the Jews to walk away for a long time. And I've been waiting for the parents to walk away for a long time. You know, they're willing to let our children be born and then kill them after they're born. I mean, the lunacy of even that, as a parent, if someone wants to kill your kids after they're born, even that should make you want to walk away. Surely.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I have two very close friends that are hardcore Democrats. And when we talk abortion, you know all about body language. And they will look, both of these people, they look away when they answer. And they say, yeah, well, you know what? A woman should be allowed to do what she wants with her body. And I'm saying to myself in my head, I wouldn't do this to them. You're a drone. You're doing what you're told to do by the party.
Right.
You can tell in your face and your body language that you don't believe that, you know, and it's sad. It's just so sad that they browbeat them to, well, just like the gay and lesbian community. They browbeat them into believing they will never be accepted by a Republican, a conservative, or a Christian.
But isn't it great to prove them wrong, Joe? Isn't it great that all these years on, that you know, I'm still a Republican. You know, I'm a strong conservative. I'm a voice and a respected person in that community. When they said that this wasn't possible, so there you go, Democrat. We proved you wrong again.
Well, who is it? Is it Brian Straka? Is that the guy's name on the walkaway movement?
Brandon.
Sorry, he's openly gay and. He's brought a lot of people along with him, and not that he's jumped to the Republican Party, but he has left the Democrat Party. And who's embraced him? He's speaking at all kinds of conservative events. He's speaking at all kinds of Republican events. If
right.
we really hated you, if we really thought you were sick and gone and bad and all that other stuff, we wouldn't be anywhere near you. But the Dems,
no.
You know, the Dems, instead of saying this, they're saying that he's sick. And those people that leave really don't understand. That's the sad part. You got about a minute.
I think what's even sadder is that they can pay the lip service to the LGBT community, and then when they're no longer supporting their agendas, they can turn their back on them. You know, they're very protective of their liberal gays, but when it comes to, you know, the conservative gays, they turn a blind eye.
I know
they
so,
don't care what happens to them.
They're so disingenuous, right? I mean, and it's very obvious that everything they do, when a woman gets attacked, the first thing they look at, oh, is she conservative? If she's conservative, we're not going to support her.
Yeah.
Something with the gay and lesbian community. So-and-so was attacked and called out, well, is he a Republican or a Democrat? Oh, he's a Republican, we'll screw that number.
Yeah.
It's exactly the litmus test for them. Tell people where to find you, Xander.
XanderGibb.com.
God, I love you, man. I mean, that makes it so. I got to find me.
I love you too, Joe.
Oh, don't let that get around. You know what'll happen, right? Yeah, they'll. Well, anyway. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Larry Greenfield's going to join us in the next hour. Is Donald Trump like chemotherapy? Hey, made sense to me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.